Chapter 4. Chauvelin. Lady Marguerite began to feel cold in the evening air and decided to return to the inn. Suddenly, a man came out of the shadows and moved towards her. At first, she was a little nervous, but then she recognized him. It was Monsieur Chauvelin, a member of her social circle in Paris. He was a small, thin man, about 40 years old, with cold, cunning eyes. Lady Marguerite didn't like him.
"Marguerite, it's a lovely surprise to see you here," he said. "I hope that you're well."
"I'm very well," she replied. "How are you? I haven't seen you or any of my old friends for such a long time. Why are you in England?"
"I'm the ambassador of the new French Republic," Chauvelin answered, smiling proudly. "I've just arrived. It's a fortunate coincidence to meet you so soon, my dear lady. Everyone in Paris still talks about you. Our friends are sorry that you aren't there anymore. Aren't you bored with the life of an English lady? No acting, none of the excitement of the old life. Can you really be happy with such a quiet husband?"
Lady Marguerite didn't like Chauvelin's questions, and she also didn't like the cunning look in his eyes.
"I'm content with my life," she answered politely.
"Oh, really? I don't believe you," Chauvelin said, watching her carefully. "Can clever Marguerite Saint-Just be content to do nothing all day? Do you enjoy talking about dogs and horses with your boring English husband?"
Lady Marguerite felt uncomfortable.
"Why is Chauvelin saying these things?" she thought.
"My dear Lady Marguerite, I can help you," Chauvelin said, after a pause. "I've got something for you to do. Something important for France. We've been friends for a long time, haven't we? And I know that France is important to you."
Lady Marguerite didn't say anything.
"I've come to England to discover the real identity of the Scarlet Pimpernel," Chauvelin said. Then, with hate in his eyes, he continued. "That man is destroying the work of the Republic. Every week we hear that more aristocrats have escaped to England with his help. He's our enemy. France is your country too, and I know you love it. You must help me in these difficult times."
Lady Marguerite admired the Scarlet Pimpernel because he saved people's lives.
"I won't help you," she answered firmly. "Anyway, what will you do if you discover the identity of the Scarlet Pimpernel? He's not French. You and your friends in France can't do anything to an Englishman."
"Oh, can't I?" Chauvelin replied with a cold laugh. "Just watch me. I'll catch him and send him to the guillotine the next day. That will teach him a lesson."
He paused.
"And if the English government protests, I'll say that I'm sorry, and I'll send money to his family."
Chauvelin laughed again. Lady Marguerite was shocked.
"Please leave," she shouted. "I don't want to speak to you."
Chauvelin smiled.
"Good night, my lady," he said in a cold, quiet voice. "We'll meet again soon."
Then he turned and walked towards the shore.